We smile. And we started doing that many, many years ago. And the reason explained then was that, a smile, of course, is positive. It's a positive thing to do for ourselves and for others. Especially and only when it's genuine, it's not positive otherwise. It brings forward positive and beneficial endorphins automatically because of parasympathetic system. But primarily, we smile at the beginning of a meditation, and anytime that we feel ourselves, exerting and stressing and the self just trying to like really make it happen, we soften and open and we smile. Because meditation, when it came into a Judeo-Christian system from the East, it was all done with a lot of effort and a lot of should. And a lot of straight, and a lot of this is how you do it. And although there are reasons for, beneficial reasons for sitting straight and tucking in your tummy, and I mean, all kinds of things, it doesn't have to be done with a punitive attitude with which can come with a certain mindset. So we smile. And just be with that for a minute. Just eyes open. Just sit here smiling. A gentle smile, a genuine smile, a smile that greets the day, that welcomes nature and the sky. If you have a window, look out it, see the sky. And we are aware, generically aware. And we be with that. Yes, it is rather generic, rather non-specific. And do you feel in this present moment that for some people here, remaining loose with that might require some effort? It might be that horse at the gate thing, wanting to do, wanting to change, wanting to control, etc. And then for other people, just hanging loose, Generic awareness. Maybe like the sky, just open and free. That's easy. In this moment, it is. So we just notice and let go. Present moment. And let us keep our eyes open, since that's how we'll be all through the day. Not attracted to one thing or another, just generically abiding, simple, present. Stay present, present, gentle. Perfect. Now that's a sitting. That's a sitting. And there's all different kinds of sittings. That's a sitting. It's that simple. It can be that short or that long. That was 7 minutes. That's sitting. And that's perfect. Let us give ourselves that gift several times a day. 7 minutes. Eyes open. Just sitting. Not thinking. Not changing a thing. Not changing a thing. Just being present. There's nothing to do. Relax into it. And we can now start to relax into it because we've put effort into the training for years. Decades, and it takes lifetimes of training to start to relax into awareness and the compassion and loving kindness and empathetic responsiveness, that awareness and essence of being is. We have to learn to be present first. That's what all the training is. Learning to be present in this present moment. That's all. That's all. Because we're everywhere. We're everywhere. We're in the past, we're in the future. Neither exists anymore, and they're only both in the now. It's a curious thing, we human beings. But we're the youngest species on the planet, and we're still sorting a lot of the real basic things out, real basic, like our minds. And their minds include emotions, and their minds include projections, and minds include fear and anger and beauty, and sense of love. We're still sorting that all out. And we'll be a long time sorting that out. Why? Generally, because we're beside ourselves all the time instead of inside ourselves all the time. So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath, which was already happening. Breathing was already happening. And we are present. Eyes open. Just like we'll be through the day. Eyes open. Just sitting, present, breathing in, breathing out. And already, because now this is our second time, a few people are already not in prison. They're already somewhere else. So we notice it. We just take note. Yes, that is correct. And come back. Because all that does is that proves the statement I just made. We are beside ourselves instead of inside ourselves. For those people that just wandered, just proved it. That person proved it to themselves. So, okay. Okay. We come back inside. Eyes open. Present moment. Past is gone. Future is a total figment of our imagination. Total. Right? Right? And that's the only location of future, since time also is a total fabrication. Right? Especially for those of us that are old enough. Do you remember all the different kinds of clocks there have been? Which proves it's a fabrication of human mind. It's evidence of that. So is it. Present. Soft and open and relaxed in this moment. And in this gentleness, it becomes very clear that present moment is constantly changing. One now dissolving into another now that's arising, undulating like waves on the ocean. But we are soft and open and present. And because we are, there's an elongation in our minds, a smooth, gentle undulation in our minds. And our emotions are gentle, present, empathetic. And so the smile that we started with is like this, again, a generic, gentle, warm-hearted presence. And you can close your eyes if that's conducive, or your eyes are just tired. But notice there's nothing fancy about this. There's nothing fancy about what each of us is experiencing. Nothing fancy. Common. And of course, that makes sense. If this is essence of being, these qualities are born of essence of being, uncontrived, already present. Why would we think fancy has to arise? Or look for fancy, look for some bling. No, just sit, relax into it. Be like the sky. The sky is so majestic, specifically because it's not fancy. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Breathe in with hold, please. And Mother Earth and present in the now. Love you all. Create your day.